Blog Talk Radio.
Back to life, back to reality, back to life, back to reality.
Back to reality, back to Kale's Corner with your host, DMV Kale, and the baddest, I mean the baddest, baddest, baddest mofo to ever co-host and hold it down, my statistician, my backbone, my everything you want to claim her to be, Mrs. T, you hear that echo? Hey, hey, hey. It's Thursday, y'all.
What's
up, sis? I do, I do.
Man,
girl. Girl, it is so much going on. I mean, hey, and I even got some news about your team signing somebody that used to be on my team to make your team a better team. We're going to get into that. You know we're going to get into it. Hey, you know what? I am so happy. I am so hyped because it is the first day of the Masters, and I'm telling you, I don't know. Yes, I do. I'm not going to say that I don't know anybody, but I'm about to be one of the happiest hood bammers you ever met in your life now that the Masters just started. You hear me? I'm trying to tell you. And I don't know who to put my odds on. I don't know who's going to win or who's going to. Will it be a debacle at the end like it normally is? I mean, it just I'm just so looking forward to this Masters, mainly because it means I get to sit in the house all weekend and watch golf. You hear me? And look, with my son walking past, I'm so mad because Sunday is my little cousin's birthday. And they done already hog-tied me into going to this birthday party. But they don't know. I'm going to go, but golf shall be on the television. You hear me?
Okay.
You hear me? I look, I am not missing my match. And then Sunday is the culmination of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and, oh, man. I got to watch it. I got to watch my Masters. I cannot, girl. We ain't even gonna talk about it. I ain't even gonna get upset because look, power of life and death is in the tongue of this situation, and I will be watching my Masters. Now, you know, your team is really not doing good when they win and you still find something wrong and you still find a reason to complain. The Wizards won on yesterday, but we just going to save it for the conversation. The Wizards won yesterday, y'all. Yeah. But your boy, you know, I've accepted the fact that I can't watch the Wizards with the expectation of perfection. I've accepted that, you know. I know who's coaching them. I know who owns them. So I'm not looking at the Wizards with the expectation of perfection. But I am watching this Wizards team with the expectation of professionalism. And, we're going to get to that. The NFL draft is rolling around. And I want you guys to tell me, what do you want for your team? Now, we've already discussed with Washington ad nauseum you know, which is my team, we all know. offensive lineman. I want an offensive lineman. I want a linebacker. And I want maybe a strong safety, free safety. You know, somebody just come in and learn under who's already in place. I know Curl is going to be here, and I'm happy with that. I like the way he played last year. I like the way that the boy, you know, produced for us. So I'm not really in any hurry to replace him. But I do think that we need another strong free safety in the flock. So with that being said, you know, I want you guys to, Treese, I know you, when it comes to your 49ers, I want you to be able to tell me what exactly it is that you want, that you think will put your team over the edge. All righty. Okay, you guys, that was the introduction. We put all the jelly on the bread, and we ready to eat breakfast. But after these messages, we will be right back. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782. And this is my this is for my co-host. Because she's bad to the bone.
So on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'll break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
All right. It's bad to the bone, isn't it, Trace?
Yeah.
With this Masters, I really, really think this will be the tournament that Roy McIlroy is going to silence his critics.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that it's time. It's time for Roy to silence his critics. People have pretty much we've pretty much, I don't want to say dismiss Roy, but for lack of better terms, I'm going to say dismissed Roy. Everything you hear about Roy is except for golf. You hear about his relationships. We hear about his commercials. We hear about his homes. We hear about his money. But we rarely hear about golf, him and his relation to golf. So I think I'm serious. I don't know why. And this was a dream, Tree. This was a dream I had, that Roy McIlroy is going to not only take the lead this weekend, but silence his critics with a victory. What say you?
So.
You hope so?
I hope so. Yes. Yes, because that's the, I mean, he can do it.
Yes, he can do it. Yes, he.
Yeah.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. And don't get me wrong. I mean, we know all the Spieth and Mickelson and you know all these Vijay Singh and all these other pros. We got it. We understand.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I think that it's Roy's turn to silence his critics, seriously, because like I said, we've heard nothing but negativity. We've heard nothing but the worst when it has come to Roy. And don't get me wrong, I understand a lot of it is Roy's own doing. A lot of it is his own doing. But I really,
okay.
really, truly believe that Roy is going to shock. He's going to shock a lot of folks this weekend. I really believe it. Let's go to my man Lou.
Hey Lou.
Hey, what's happening, Lou?
Well, here's the thing. Yep.
Go ahead. I should have known better.
I'm just wondering, you know, what kind of a tournament's going to be without some of the big names. You know, Mickelson failed to qualify. Tiger's going to be out for at least a year. I mean, he'll be back, no question.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of a tournament do you think it's going to be? I mean, you know, minus the big stars. I mean, you know, McIlroy's good, but I don't think anybody really cares what McIlroy's going to do. No offense. But, you know, he doesn't have the same, you know, like Mickelson, Woods, and some of the Chumbo.
But think about it this way, Lou. Think about it this way, Lou. He doesn't have Roy won't have the same stiff competition because those guys haven't made it as you just named, and he's really under the radar. He's really flying low. He doesn't have a whole lot of expectations on him like he would if those big names were there.
Right.
So I think this is a chance for Roy to sneak under the radar and really surprise us, man. I'm serious.
He could.
But
he's got some injury problems too.
Yeah. And Spieth right now is at plus one.
Well, give him a break. He won a tournament last week. Give him, you know, because it's like it's kind of hard to win two in a row back-to-back.
Back-to-back. It really is. And that's why I don't want to say I'm canceling Spieth as a competitor in this tournament, but we all know it's golf, because it's so mental, it's hard as hell to win back-to-back championships. It's really hard. That's why it was so amazing when Tiger was getting it done, when the Golden Bear was getting it done. We were all like, wow, because these guys were determined, so focused that, you know, it had never been seen before. So, you know, and I don't know what it is. I'm looking at this course. The Masters, as they're showing it on television, and I look at these guys, and it makes me say, I can do this. I can play that game, but when I get out there and start the swing of my club, for some reason, guys, I look like Happy Gilmore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Happy Gilmore.
Exactly. It doesn't relate. You know, and I try to stay calm and follow through and breathe correctly and all of that jazz. But I'm telling you, I just cannot keep with it for some reason. And I watch these guys on this golf course, and it just amazes me. It amazes me how they handle the course. And it amazes me how beautiful the golf course. I mean, you talk about a sports venue. The Masters is one of the most beautiful and breathtaking venues that we have today in sports.
Yes.
And I just love it. I love from Amen Corner throughout. I just love it. And, you know, one day maybe, you know, I'll be able to apply my technique and my want and actually have a good round. But, we're going to leave it to the pros because I'm saying.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just going to leave it to the pros because, Phil Mickelson is on the playing surface right now, Lou. So Phil is playing.
He is playing. I didn't qualify.
Yeah, he's playing. Huh?
Because he fell out of the top rankings, so I thought, you know, he wasn't going to be, allowed to play.
Well, you know, they really don't go into that until the second day. So he'll be able to
He fell out of the top 100 rankings. I thought the Masters take one of the best out of the top, like the top 50 or top 100. Mickelson is out of that ranking, so I didn't think he qualified.
He qualified because I just saw him. I have the TV on mute, of course, so I don't know exactly which hole he was on and they didn't show. But he just shot at the cup on fifth or sixth hole. So Mickelson is playing. Let's go to my man 57 and see what 57 got to say. Hey 57.
Are you into golf?
Ain't that much, man. I'm sorry. I'm just so rude, but the Masters got me excited, man. You know, I love golf. I'm sorry, you know. But are you as into this golf tournament as we are, as I am?
Well, yeah, definitely. I'm watching it right now. But I wanted to comment on something you said earlier about the venue. To me, I know if you've played golf before, it's nothing like being on a golf course early in the morning when the fog is coming up and the dew is on the ground. The only thing I can compare to that is walking out on the baseball field early in the morning. You know, I think it's probably two of the most beautiful venues in the world, you know, and this course right here looks great. On something that what Lou said. Oh, yeah, I think it looks great. I always loved the Masters. I always thought it looked, you know, it was a great course. But something that Lou said earlier, once you win the Masters one time, you automatically qualify no matter what your ranking is. You know, you could be the lowest guy in the world, but if you won, you automatically qualify. Now, what happens is the first 2 days, you got to make the cut. And if you don't make the cut, you don't play Saturday and Sunday. So that's how that goes.
Now,
I'm going with either Rose to win it. And I'm going to tell you too, Kel, don't give up on Spieth yet. You know, I feel like,
57, you say Rose because he's in the lead right now, -4. You got to
like
be why you're saying.
No, I like Rose.
No, he like him. He like him.
And I like Justin Thomas too. I don't think
Mickelson will make the cut.
I don't think he's going to make the cut. I really don't.
Oh, wow.
It's so many guys out there that seem to be playing better right now.
That's what I'm saying. That's watch out for McIlroy. I'm telling you, this is. Go ahead.
That's what I wanted to say too. McIlroy ain't gonna win this thing, man. His mental progression is not there yet for some reason. He ain't gonna win it. He might be in it. He might make the cut. He's going to win it, bro.
I never don't sleep on McElroy. That's all I'm going to say. Don't sleep on him because no, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Again, I'm telling you guys, I do not know why McElroy is just sticking out in my mind like he is. But yeah, don't sleep on McElroy, please don't.
Let me ask you a question there, and Free might know better. Is Brooks playing? Brooks Culture, what is his name? Is he in it?
Koepka?
Because I haven't.
Yeah, I haven't seen him.
I haven't seen him today.
Koepka, right?
Yeah, Koepka.
Yeah, there you
or
go.
Or however you say his name. It was Koepka.
Yeah.
Koepka. Okay.
Oh boy, Luke! I tell you.
Well, nobody can say anything right anyway. So,
man, I mean, to add to your sentiments, 57. I mean, God, and I can see why guys get disturbed or distracted. Because, I mean, mm-hmm. just look at the beauty of the course, man. I'm telling you, it would capture me. It would capture me to an extent where I would be like, wow, you know, I can't believe I'm here. You know what I mean? You know, and I guess as a professional golfer, it really doesn't bother them that way, but you know, because I'm not a professional golfer, you know, it's just like I'm in awe of this course. I'm in awe of the beauty. I mean, God, it's breathtaking. And we're just talking about a piece of the earth here, but it's breathtaking. Yeah. The way this golf course is designed. Its beauty is second to none. Second to none. And I hope that this weekend I am in for a beautiful match. I am in for a competition like no other. You know, every year the Masters leave me like, and I hope that this year doesn't disappoint, and I hope it does leave me with that awe-type feeling.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I love it.
I think you're going to end up having a good master. It took me a while to get over the fact that every time I turned the TV on, Tiger wasn't in one of the tournaments. I had to get past that, and once I got past that and just started looking at the other golfers, I really
mm-hmm. –
Justin Thomas – I like – that's my man. I like Justin Thomas, and I like Rose. But I really think Spieth, if he makes the cut, I think Spieth can do it this year. I really do.
Okay. Well, I like Jordan Spieth. You know, I don't want to – I do. I like Jordan Spieth, but McElroy, man, for some reason, he is stuck in my brain, man. And for some reason, guys, it's just like, it's McElroy. Every time I try to think of someone else or, you know, see someone else winning, it's McElroy that's sticking out in my mind. Now Saturday, I might be singing a different tune by Saturday. Golf is a game that makes you volley mentally from player to player. But for right now, on Thursday evening, it is McElroy for me. I don't know why, guys, but I'm just going with McElroy.
Okay.
I wish him nothing but the best. I wish him nothing but the best, and yeah, McElroy. I'm telling y'all, I'm telling everyone, that's who I'm going. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I don't want to break any hearts, you know, or anything like that. But you know, that's just who I'm going with right now. All right.
563-999-3782. I got you. 3782.
Golf, y'all. Golf, y'all. That's all I'm going to say is golf. But see, that's why you bad to the bone. I'm telling y'all. Don't mess with my co-host. She got my back. Yeah, that back. Yeah, that back.
That's right.
All right. We will be right back in a second. When we come back, we're going to talk these wizards. And I'm going to tell you all what, we're going to talk these wizards when we come right back, guys. Tales Corner, man.
Let Low Productions, D. Floyd, my baby, Sweet Lettucey, awesome go-go soul. Let's go, girl. Yeah!
This life can make me so confused, but it's alright.
It's alright.
Living day by day, I feel so used. That ain't right.
Come on.
I just wanna run and hide.
Yeah.
But I don't have the time to cry, and it's alright. It's alright, alright.
Yeah.
Any thoughts are running through my head. It's alright.
It's alright.
Wishing to be somewhere.
You know, Teresa's the reason I played that song. Because, look, yesterday I was watching the Wizards game, right? And You know me and my man Debo, you know me and Debo, we forever kicking it, you know, back and forth, both the Wizards. And he said to me something that I said, we are by 13 points at the half. And I'm still – now the Wizards had 73 and Orlando had 60. And I said, I'm still nervous because There is no such thing as a lead with the Wizards, you know.
Right.
And he said, hey, Kel, I'm going to hit you right back. I said, all right. So when he called me right back, I'm still watching the Wizards game, and he said, man, you a glutton for punishment. he said, why you going to keep watching? He said, man, I'm not even watching them Bammers no more, man. He said, you know, till it's a new coach there, you know, what do you keep watching for? They going to keep breaking your heart, man. And You know, it's all right, man. It's all right to have a devotion to your team. It's all right to have a love for your team. You know, and something I thought about this today, and this is what I wanted to say to him. This, when the worm turns, it's going to feel that much better. Because I've been with them through this slump. I've been with them. I mean, honestly, I don't know many Wizards fans that can say they remember the Wizards as a powerhouse.
Right.
They remember the Wizards as, you know, a formidable threat to other teams. And the young guy that you and Tang are always talking to me about, what's his name? The guy, yes, that never gets any playing time. The point guard.
Oh, Cassius Winston.
He got in last night. He was able to get in last night. And I'm like, Scott Brooks uses him at cleanup time, you know. And I'm looking at the rotation. And it's like, why does Scott Brooks love Lopez so much?
So much, yes.
I mean, he's a clutch. The man is a clutch. For lack of better words, he's a clutch, man. He's always falling around. He's clumsy as hell. And I see Westbrook, yes, we've seen a game where he's had 21 assists, right?
Mm-hmm.
Westbrook would have even more if when he gets the ball to Lopez would actually score instead of losing it on one turnover. I swear to goodness, I yelled at my TV so loud I thought I was going to be hoarse today for today's show. And I said, let me calm down. And I talked to, Debo. He and I, were conversating during the game. And he's like, man, you need to stop, man. You need to stop being so much into it. And I can't help it. I can't. I love basketball, and I love my team. So it just bothers me. It bothers me to no end. The way these guys are, I mean, they look like they don't even know how to play. It's one thing to lose, okay? It's a total different situation when you are completely embarrassing out there. It's a totally different situation when you guys don't even look as if you understand what the hell is going on. You know? And I really try. I'm just an emotional guy. When it comes to my sports, I'm sorry. I'm an emotional guy. I feel like you as a player making the amount of money that you are to be who you are, and this is all you can produce.
Right.
This is, I mean, the Goodman League, right? Have you ever watched a game with the Goodman League?
I don't think so.
Well, I have. And for those of you who don't know, the Goodman League is the AAU league here in the DMV. And sometimes you'll have NBA players who come back here. I saw Allen Iverson live in the Goodman League. I've seen Kevin Durant. I've seen Grandmama. I've seen countless players. And a lot of people laugh when I said this. Baylor team that just won the championship, the defense that they play was enough where I believe they would seriously whip the Wizards. And that's, I know a lot of people say that's your opinion, but I'm serious. The defense I saw them play, how suffocating they were over Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
I'm telling you, if they played like that against the Wizards, I really think they would win. I really think they would win. You know, let's bring Lou. Well, I'm bringing multiples in. We're going to bring in Lou, and we're going to bring in 57. Lou, you go ahead first, man. I know the Nets are your team, and you guys are getting healthy, but I watched you guys the other night, and I really like the way that you all are shaping up, even with James Harden on the bench. Yes, with James Harden on the bench the other day, you guys look good. You guys look damn good. So,
if last time was any indication, I think we got something brewing here.
I would agree. I would agree.
That might have been their best game of the year.
Exactly. And the way that not just your main pieces, like I say, Harden and Durant and Kyrie are meshing, but the way that your other pieces are coming into play as well. You know, the guys that we don't really know about, the guys that, you know, are there to be helpers, you know, they're really flourishing, you know. So you guys are going to be a formidable opponent coming out of the East. I'm not a hater. I congratulate you all. I wish it was my team, but it's not.
Don't
lie, Tree, because it ain't your team either, Tree. Go ahead, 57.
You know, Kale, I'm gonna go with Debo, man. I like the Wizards, but you know, I'm not divested like you are as far as invested in them like you are. Because up until about 10, maybe 12 years ago, Tree will tell you, I really wasn't a team fan. I went with players. You know, when they drafted my boy from Georgetown, that's when I became a Wizards fan. And ever since then, they've been losing. I'm like Debo. You know, I watch the Pelicans because I like Zion. And yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't mean to bust lose bubble, but I think I'm a superstitious person sometimes, and I think Kevin Durant and jinxed everything for them. You know, I don't think they're gonna. They might be strong in the playoffs, but I don't think they're gonna come out of the East. I really don't.
Wow. And who you think is who is it that you're saying is going to sit them down?
If they can get Embiid, if Philadelphia can get Embiid to stop taking three-pointers and go inside and play like a big man, Philadelphia can win the whole thing in the East. They can win
You might as well cancel that because them. No, for real.
Did you see Anthony Towns took him to school the other night? Anthony Towns took him to school on the inside.
Man, I saw that dunk.
That's what he do.
Yep.
That dunk was the dunk heard around the NBA world.
Yeah.
I mean, Towns just put that ball on the floor, and he was not to be denied. And that's the game that I'm glad you brought that up, 57, because that's the game I want to see from the big man. Put that ball on the floor, man. Dribble that thing. Damn that three. If you get a three, let it be an old-fashioned three. Because you know, dunk, got fouled, and you go to the line for your third point.
Show me some.
I don't
want to
see these seven foot, damn near 300 pounds, and you shooting a three. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, I can understand him shooting a three. Kevin Durant is not that big.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but he's just tall and lanky.
Right.
So
right.
I excuse him shooting the three. It doesn't bother me like Embiid, you know, or Lopez, you know. Why are you shooting the three, man? You know,
well, I don't understand why we got Lopez anyway. Even in college, he was basically a pick up the garbage player. I never saw him as a dominant player. Him and his brother was there, but they had some good guys around them. We don't have anybody on the team that got that killer instinct. I don't care what y'all say about Westbrook. I just don't feel like we got that guy with the killer instinct.
Well, you know what? I was, again, you know, because Demo and I are always chopping it up, and especially about the Wizards. But one thing I will say, they traded away John Wall, right? But we basically have the same team. We basically have the same team.
Right.
Westbrook and Wall, they basically do the same thing. Assist and one man fast break when it's needed.
Yeah.
And that is Westbrook's game. That's John Wall's game. So you know, this Wizards team basically it was a change without change. If I'm making myself clear, you know, it was a change without change. These guys are the same. Yes, Westbrook is a little older, and we're not. Oh man, Phil Mickelson just hit a ball slamming
the
lake, but
just in the
water. Right in the water. But back to basketball. They're basically the same to me. Westbrook is not going to – well, no, you know what? I'm going to say Westbrook will put that ball on the floor and be as fast, if not faster, than John Wall with it, even at his age right now.
Right.
So, you know, and I'm looking at Scott Brooks. I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, if you're going to have an athletic point guard, you know, you're going to have an athletic guy run your point, then
right.
it only makes sense to have a more athletic guy playing center.
Yes.
We got the clumsiest center in the league. Treason and screen and politic for weeks formed to tie his hair up. Now his hair is tied up, and he's no longer spending time pulling it back behind his ears. He's falling on the court everywhere. He is averaging at least three trips per game. And I'm looking at him like, why did you fall?
Right.
What circumstance caused you to fall?
Right.
And I can't see it. I can't see it for the life of me how he failed. I just don't understand it.
Scott Brooks is the reason why John Wall ain't here no more. He's the reason why John Wall ain't here no more. He wasn't coaching the team correctly. John Wall had to do a whole lot. Then he got hurt. He brought him back. Next thing you know, he was hurt again. Scott Brooks is just not a good coach, man. He's just not a good coach.
Can we go one step further and say, can we just go, look, Scott Brooks is not good. We know that from when he was in OKC. He had three of the highest ranking players, three of them.
Yes.
On a team together. That was the big three. They had three of them. He could not do nothing. So why do we think he's going to do something with the Wizards? He's nothing. If y'all get a better anybody, I don't care. Anybody is better than him. Anybody better than him. Black
can
or
I say
white.
Tree?
Yeah.
Tree, do you remember when we got Scott Brooks? Doc Rivers was available.
Sam Van Gundy was available. Doc Rivers was available.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a situation like one with the Wizards. I mean, the Washington football team.
Mm-hmm.
I think Taylor Leonsis is going through the I don't want a coach who's going to try to run me as well as the team type situation. We all know Daniel Snyder was famous for this. Daniel Snyder was famous for this. Picking a coach who's going to be an easy guy to get along with, who's not going to demand.
They got a Mike Thompson up there. I'm sorry. I tripped out, man. I forgot I was on the phone.
Like you said to you.
I'm sorry, Kale. I apologize.
There's no problem. You just didn't. Update, guys. Mickelson's ball didn't go in the water, but it's right on the fringe to the point where he has to take a drop. It's on the fringe where he has to take a drop. So, but C57, you done made me. Boy, I'm muting you. I'm muting you right now. But, no, I'm serious. We're going to have to make a serious decision this offseason. And I'm hoping they do it before the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to see this man move on. You know,
get rid of your stars. Keep the young players that you think are going to be good, got a lot of potential. But it's going to take you another – if you start over, it's going to take you another 3 years before you're at a point where you can contend for the title in the East. I don't think you can do it. We can do it with the team we got right now, and I think some of the players need to go in order for you to be able to have money to get some good guys coming out of college.
It's only a couple of people that, I mean, if y'all switch coaches and the team stay the same minus one or two players, you still can make the playoffs.
This year?
No, next year.
You mean?
Nah.
Okay, next year.
Not this year. I'm talking about next year. Y'all just tweak it a little bit because y'all got all the pieces. All you need to do is tweak it a little bit, like get rid of Lopez, start playing Cash. It's just a lot of things that you can do.
But you can't start. That's what I was about to say. You can't start Cash because you have Westbrook.
Start playing him is what I'm saying.
So who are you going to – you're going to put Neto on the bench?
Listen, everybody – are you going to put – everybody, they're not going to play all 48 minutes. So when they come out, let the man play. I don't know who playing 48 minutes. Who? Besides LeBron. And he ain't even doing that no more.
Yeah, we see what 48 minutes a game you got him.
Right.
Damon Parker. Excuse me, everybody. Damon Parker, no one said you gave up on the Wizards. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is you were telling me, calm down and be cool. Don't worry about what I'm seeing. Don't trip so much. That is all I'm saying. No one. Now, did it sound like I said he gave up on the Wizards anyway? Yeah, help me out.
No.
Did I say that? Okay.
No.
All right. Continue.
Right.
I just had, because he's sending me texts talking about, now when I said that, you did this and that. And I'm like, I've never said that you gave up on the Wizards. I'm just saying you had a more realistic perspective than I did. That's all. All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Nobody wants to talk?
All good.
Nobody going to say anything. All right. 563-999. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, we want to go into a little controversial topic here about Hubert Davis, who just took over as the coach down at UNC, University of North Carolina. Some things he said during his introductory press conference really didn't settle well with me. And I talked to my co-host, Ms. T, during a quick production meeting, and she doesn't agree with what he said. And when we come back, we're going to discuss exactly what that is and why it wasn't the proper things to say. 563-999-3782 is the number, and we'll be right back here on Gail's Corner, baby. Introductory press conference down there in North Carolina. And for some reason,
right,
for some reason, he thought it was appropriate to let everyone know he's married to a white woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I say, does that make you a better basketball coach?
Right.
Does that mean you're going to make less mistakes? Does that mean we are to give you a pass on the mistakes that you do make?
Right.
What does being married to a white woman have to do with your
anything,
success or failure as a head coach? What exactly? What does that have to do with anything?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Treece, I'm a black man. I am a black man.
Correct.
I don't understand where this statement would put you as a black woman. You're a black woman. Please explain to me in what ways this statement bother or has affected you.
Okay. I'm not going to say his exact words. He was asked a question, nothing to do with his wife. He was, you know, responding to the question. And he was like, I'm the first black, not the first, well, one of the first black here in North Carolina. Woo, woo, woo. And I'm married to a white woman. And I'm looking at the TV, and I'm looking at it like, what? So you can only accomplish all those things because you married to a white woman? My whole opinion of him changed. Like, you remember yesterday, Tuesday, I was like, y'all, yeah, let's give it up for her. You know, Hubert Davis, he got the first, you know, the job, black man, you know, doing his thing down in North Carolina, woo, woo, woo. Now I'm like, I wish they wouldn't have gave it to him. Now I wish they would have looked over him. Like, it's just certain stuff you should not say. Like, what do that have to do with the price of tea? Period.
Mm.
You married to a white woman. You said that to say what? That the belittle all the little black girls and you know brown skinned girls. Like we can get if you don't now. Like I got so many mixed emotions. I can be on this. I won't even let nobody else talk. I could talk about him all day because that's how mad I was. Like I want you to, now. I want you to sit down. Now I don't even want to cheer for North Carolina because you over there. Talking about you and your white friends and woman and who cares? The question had nothing to do with that. It had nothing to do with your wife and your creamy kids.
No.
All right, Lou, you live on. How did this strike you, Lou? Yeah, save Miss T for me, Lou, because I feel her about to say some things. Go ahead, Lou.
Yes.
Yeah, one bizarre story after another, of course.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, but Teresa, like, who cares?
Right.
I think I'm going to agree with her.
Right.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Right, right.
Ridiculous. Come on, thank you for saying that.
57, how does this strike you as relevant?
You know, I want to give people a pass, but I can't give him one on this one right here.
Right.
You know, I have to retreat. Charles Barkley was almost at the end of his career before I even knew he was married to a white woman.
He never heard anything.
And he always came out on controversial stuff when it came to racism and that he spoke out.
Mm-hmm.
And when I found out that he had his wife was white, I was like, wow. Didn't know.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, like Tree said, bruh, what does it matter that you got a white wife, you know? I mean, in this day and age, who really cares?
Thank you.
Hey.
You know?
Hey. Hey.
And now all his accomplishment that he's done comes down to that one stupid statement that he said out his mouth. Now everybody going to just listen, you know, they're just going to be focused on that one little dumb statement that he made.
You know, you're already coming from a culture where, you know, racism exists as far as down in North Carolina. You know, so why would you have to bring that up, man? I mean, come on.
Right.
You come right after Dean Smith, Roy Williams, and then right after you come behind two of the greatest coaches to ever coach college basketball, you come right behind them, a black coach right behind them, and you act like you got to solidify your standing by, hey, man, I got a gold star hanging up on the wall. Give me a break.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's going to give me some white privilege. She's going to give me some white privilege. That's what I'm getting out of. Like, I ain't messing with y'all black girls because y'all ain't got no power.
Hey, Tree, maybe you figure if he start off with a losing season, they'll go, well, bruh, we're going to give you a few more seasons because you do have a white wife, huh?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and nothing that you guys are saying is off or wrong here, because when someone says something this wild and this outrageous
and stupid,
thank you, it lends you to all type of speculation on
right.
what that person meant by saying that. I don't know. Were you nervous? You know, did you feel as though it was too much?
Right.
Wow, hold on one. Was the moment too much for you?
Right.
He probably went home and his wife went, why did you say that?
Yes.
Like, yes, done. Yes, I'm pretty sure she did. I'm pretty sure she was like, no one said anything to lead you to that point, to make
nothing.
That a point of
nothing.
Emphasis. So why did you say that?
Yeah. Thank you. It was uncalled for.
Very uncalled for.
And think about it like this. Coming from North Carolina, you've been down there all your life. Your chances of marrying somebody white, whether you be a man or a woman, is like
99.9.
Okay, then. Let's say that. Your chances are great that might be the case. That might be the case.
Yeah.
But we're in a stage of time now in 2021. Don't nobody care who you married to.
Nobody. And let me say this. This world has grown to a point where we are accepting to all type of marriages.
Yes.
That's woman to woman, man to man. You know, no one cares who you're married to.
Nope.
That doesn't make me.
I'm gonna keep my bitches in my house.
Exactly, it doesn't make you like the person more or less.
Thank you.
It really doesn't.
Yeah. Come on, Rick Hill.
Yeah.
So, for you to, and please hear me and understand what I'm saying. For you to bring this fact out, for you to make this a point of emphasis, Hubert, you kind of set us back as a people, man. All
Thank
of
you,
us.
Bro. Thank you, bro. Thank you.
You kind of set us back as a people, man. Seriously.
You know, with this foolishness, man, I'm glad you said that, Kel. With this foolishness, man, what difference does it make? Accept a job and be happy.
And be happy.
Just keep moving. How about just saying thank you? I really appreciate this opportunity that you guys are giving me. I'm gonna try to do my best and have a good day, y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, every time.
Don't tell me a white. Why I need to tell everybody if I was married to a white man? Why I need to come up there and say, I'm married to a white man.
Huh. Sounding like Don Coffee.
Yeah, right.
Hmm.
Now I don't even like you no more.
One thing we all can agree on, Sam, if you were looking for brownie points, you just lost
you
all the points. No, because I'm pretty sure there are white people saying, why in the hell did he say that?
Absolutely.
Yep.
What was the need for that? You know?
Right.
Let's bring my man Kirby on.
Because
we need to lighten the mood a little bit. And I know Kirby got a joke for us. What's up, Kirby?
Well, hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
All right.
This racial all this racial stuff, you know, it's hopeless but not serious. You know what I mean? When I was in service, you know, we used to laugh and joke about stuff. You know, that was happening back in the world back in the States, you know, because when you're in service, you are a corporal, or you a sergeant, or you a PFC, or you a airman, or whatever. You ain't white, you ain't black, you ain't brown, you ain't, you know, you're out there playing sports and stuff. And you know, when one member of the team screwed up, y'all got punished. You know, the whole platoon. See, so I mean, like,
yes,
you know, you just,
yeah.
So, well, I mean, you know that, Cal, and
yes, sir.
So you know, my wife's Mexican. You know, and I didn't marry her because she's Mexican. I married her because she was fine, had that long hand, that nice butt. Oh, yeah, you know.
All right, Kirby.
Finer than frog hair, you know.
Yeah. All right, I know that's right.
But, you know, people. I mean, the only race that really counts is the human race, man.
I'm sick and tired of all the traditions, you know,
playing the race card and trying to get me mad at Kel and Kel mad at me, because we don't need no help from no politicians to get mad at each other. You know what I mean?
Big job.
You're right about
That's a great point.
But, I mean, sports is sports. What I love about sports is you got rules, and you have to play within those rules, and the rules apply to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on both teams, you know, at least it's supposed to be unbiased officiating and all that stuff, you know. But it's sports. I mean, this is, it don't matter to me if it's a frog jumping contest or a horse race or any kind of sport. I mean, you know, I was born with a competitive spirit, you know, just wanted to, if we play in talk, I plan to win, you know. I'm going to get your money.
not to cut you off, Kirby, but everything you just described, and everything you just named, every human being that is a competitor has that nature. It doesn't matter who your wife is or your husband. The only thing that matters is how are you going to perform as a competitor? Right. I don't care. I remember conversations when I was growing up when we found out different athletes were married outside of their race, and you know, people would try to get me riled up. Well, he's saying this or he's saying that. Well, guess what? When DMV Kale went to Germany, I happened to fall in love with one of the most milkiest white women you ever wanted to meet in your life. And guess what? Nothing changed about me competitively. So therefore, I didn't go to people and pronounce that I'm with this Caucasian woman.
Well,
and her family, they didn't accept me in the beginning. But just like any other man, when they saw that her best interest was at heart when it came to me, they respected and appreciated and welcomed with open arms. This world, I'm telling you, we have to get off of race.
It ain't got nothing to do with your sport or nothing else. You know, That's your personal damn business.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
If I can fall back on something that Kirby said earlier, I went into service in 1976. And I'm going to tell you, when I first got there, you could see the racist guys. You could see. But by the time we finished basic training, man, some of the white guys were your friends, you know. Like Kirby said, they punished everybody together. You forgot about race. All you wanted to do was get the mission accomplished, you know, because
that's right.
Better for everybody if you did.
Right. Excuse me. You baby, Kurt's talking about the military. It was better when we all worked together and got that thing done. It was so much better because, look at here. Look, I used to beg my squad leader, man, slow down, eat, because I never, and I believe I told you all this story about how the drill sergeants made him go last in the chow line. And my name, McClain, my last name, was so near to the end that we would sometimes get our food around the same time. And he ate fast, and I wasn't accustomed to eating fast. And, man, I ended up, long story short, I ended up one day coming out last, and the whole platoon had to wait for me. So they made me cut the equivalent of 2 football fields in PT shorts, white socks, and shower shoes. And by the time that I finished, it looked like I had on green rain boots when I finished cutting that grass. And guess what? Guess what? It didn't matter who I was dating, involved with, none of that. That was what I had to do. You understand me? So to bring it all back around, Hubert, that was very unprofessional of you, and I hope that you don't slip and make these type of mistakes as a coach.
Yeah.
Because just as boldly and willingly as North Carolina brought you in, they will escort your hind parts out the door.
Yeah.
And his ass, too.
And that's that.
You know what?
What'd you say, Kurt?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just said that. I just said that they would escort his ass out, too.
Yeah. I didn't want to say that, Kirby, but thank you. Come on, 57, what you got?
What I was going to say is, you know, the same way we got white people that feel a certain way, we got black people that feel a certain way also. You know, racism ain't just on one side. You know, we got like old people up here in the Senate who's keeping this racism thing going. Because they don't want change, they don't want to let go of power. You know, it's coming to the point where you got to realize that we got blacks marrying whites, Hispanics marrying whites, and blacks. And, you know, that culture is almost dead. That racism is almost dead. People trying to get along, you know, it's amazing, man. It's amazing. I don't know why he would say that about his wife, man. She probably sitting up there going, you could have left me out of this.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a mouthful, and we're going to go to break on that one statement. You just can't fix stupid. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. I want you guys, this draft is coming up, guys. I want you guys to tell me what your team needs. What do you want to see
your team do come draft time right here on Tails Corner. Hey, hey, hey! Fight for all DMV. You say what?
I say you can't play the version that got the words in it. I heard you say Redskins before we went off the air. I heard it.
And you gonna hear it again until they give me a real name. Go ahead, Kirby. We just got a hater of Pittsburgh Steelers fan that he just wanted to be heard. Go ahead.
Well, you talk about politicians all using racism to try to stay in power and all that. So the NFL does the same thing. They make these gestures. When you owe some money and people are bugging you to pay them the money that you owe, you give them some shut up money, you know. that's what the NFL does, at least that's what I see, you know, when they come up with seven black referees, you know.
Kurt, let me ask you a question.
Do you think
all of this would be going against Deshaun Watson right now if he had just kept his mouth shut and played out his contract? Because I think the NFL does it undercover, or they got little phrases that they use to attack.
I know for a fact that our vice president Bruce Allen leaked some stuff about Scott McLuhan about his drinking and stuff just to cause him some problems, because there was friction between Scott's point of view about general manager. He's an authority on the picking football talent, you know. He cut his teeth in Green Bay, you know, so and he took the 49ers to the playoffs and the Super Bowl. He took the Seattle Seahawks there, and he came to Washington, and we was all expecting him to lead us, you know, in the draft, use the draft and free agency to build us a team. And Allen was jealous because the fans loved Scott. And he was at the game, and he's a rah-rah guy, and he'd pat people, you know, after they made a play and stuff, you know. And Allen was really a politician and a lawyer. That was his forte. As far as football, he didn't know chicken salad from chicken poop.
Okay, Kirby, I done got so caught up in the U, I forgot what it is I wanted to say. But let me say this. Let me get off topic just for a second. The word is San Francisco 49ers have signed Nate Sudfeld. So, yes. Tree, What's going on? I mean, why y'all picking up our leftovers, man?
Well, I mean, we got a lot of leftovers, but, you know, y'all took some out leftovers last year. Don't wait a minute. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh. I mean, I just want to know. I mean, what y'all
okay,
think?
Okay, and y'all broke them up.
Is it because of
Shanahan? Y'all the quarterback, and then you broke them up.
Uh-oh.
Who is that?
That's an East Coast thing
going.
Alex
Smith.
Oh, him? Mm.
Oh, him.
You mean Captain Checkdown? But we got a quarterback now. We got a quarterback now who throws more than 15 yards.
Y'all ain't got no quarterback.
We got two.
Y'all ain't got no quarterback.
We have two. We have two. You guys have no quarterback.
Y'all got one.
He might throw 22 completions and 22 interceptions. You never know.
Thank you.
Hey, Kel.
When you love that.
Know him about me.
Wouldn't you love
y'all
that?
Y'all already know him about that too, the off season. But I don't know why they because we already had four other quarterbacks, so that means we got five quarterbacks to the roster. And Gary got another one. Because I think we get ready. Nick Mullins is gone, and Josh Rosen is going to be gone. I mean, Nick Mullins is gone.
You know what? I got one thing to say to you. I got one thing to say to you, Trees.
Yes.
Go gadget throwing arm.
well, Dilly.
Go.
Dilly. And better. He gonna definitely have to be better than both of them.
Hey, Kel.
Well, we get ready to trade up and get us a quarterback to go along with.
We get another quarterback too. We get us another quarterback.
Yep, because we're in 24th now, but we getting ready to trade up and get us a quarterback. Because that piece of junk y'all gave us from Washington, he ain't gonna be nothing.
Who is that?
You don't know that. He gonna be something because y'all got a nice quarterback. I mean, quarterback coach over there.
Yeah, you know what, Tree? That I was telling somebody the other day. I said, you know, I have to pay more attention to the sports because Tree should be on that stuff. She'll check you in a heartbeat.
Oh yeah,
come on. Anyway, come on, Kirby. What did you want to say, Kirby?
I just want to say, whenever I watch the football team play the 49ers, our offense can stay home because our defense scores all the touchdowns.
Wait a whole minute.
He's going to have to wait more than a minute on that one. He's going to have to wait some hours.
Hey,
Kale,
can I ask you a question real quick?
Go ahead.
Did you say something about Phil Mickelson might win this thing?
No, I didn't. I said Roy McIlroy.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's what
he said. Oh, my bad. I thought you said Phil Mickelson. He can't even make a 3-foot putt.
Yeah, I'm watching him struggle. Rose acting like he want to take this thing.
Well, I ain't going to say nothing because you accused me of picking him because he was already in the league. But he running away with this thing right
know.
Now. You know,
I know, but again, I'm sticking with Roy McIlroy because that's who Roy.
But I was getting ready to say three. I think we need to trade up for a legitimate backup quarterback and give Ben 1 year to teach him the ropes. And we need a couple of offensive linemen. And I think our offense, because we're losing a couple of guys, and we already lost a couple of guys. So, you know, I think we need that right there. And I don't know what else I can say. I mean, I listened to him talk about how Mike Tomlin – is one of the winningest coaches in the game, but as I keep saying is if you win your division and you're with an 8-8 record and everybody else is like 4-12 and everything, you can't help but have a good winning record. You just keep winning your division.
Don't forget they're playing 17 games this year. 17 games.
Yeah.
So. You would be 4-13. Yeah. 17 games.
I don't understand why they just picked 17 instead of winning, made it a even number, play 18. I don't know why they did that.
Well, you'll see.
Players don't even want to play.
Exactly.
True.
Exactly. And you'll see as things come to a close, the regular season come to a close, you'll see exactly why they went to 17. They wanted an odd number of games. They wanted an odd number of games, which betters the chances of one team just dominate. You'll see. You'll see what I'm saying. You know, because I said the same thing in the beginning. But as I thought about it, you know, it's good that they added it one game, one odd game. Now, the question is, are they going to remove the preseason game? Because to me, I think you should remove that fourth preseason game.
Well, they don't they don't play their stars during preseason anyway. It's preseason is like an extension of training camp.
No, you don't play your main stars after the third preseason game. They're not played after that third game. The fourth preseason game is usually for the guys who are on the bubble, who are on the cut line, possibly could or won't make the team. So, you know, they had that fourth game to give them an observation of nobody. I called them good evening, good morning, good afternoon, welcome to Walmart players is what I called them. Because they may not make a team. They may not make a team. In all honesty, you know, that's just
how
it
goes. Once that guy comes to visit in the middle of the night, when the Turk comes to visit and put that card in your box and says you better go to McDonald's.
It is what it is, man. Everybody can't make the team, you know.
What about San Francisco, Tree? What do they need?
We need to be healthy. We need a cornerback. We need a couple of cornerbacks because, Sherman not coming back. So we got to replace him. And we just need our players to get healthy because most of our players were not healthy at all. So if we need to get them healthy, you know, and a nice quarterback to sit in the back to, you know, chill out and watch and then come in the game, it'll be great. I would love that.
And, you know, I was thinking the other day, will we ever see a Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers situation again? Because you remember Aaron Rodgers sat for four seasons before he took a snap, you know.
Yep.
Will we ever see that situation again? I don't think so. I don't think we'll ever see that again. Yeah.
Oh, that situation became a joke out there. You know, people was cracking jokes about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were supposed to draft him. That's why he was so mad at us. He didn't really like us like that. We were supposed to draft him.
Why did Aaron Rodgers get so mad because they went out and got a quarterback to come behind him?
Brett Favre did too. Brett Favre did too. Yeah. I don't know if you guys remember or not, but Brett Favre was not happy about the drafting of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Brett Favre did, and in the beginning. In the beginning, Brett had no problem showing that he didn't give a good care about Aaron Rodgers. Huh?
Don't none of them really want to help out, you know. They don't want to help. They don't want to do that. But Brett Favre took it to another level. He's like, nah, I ain't showing you nothing. Yeah. You better learn sitting over there on the bench.
You better learn by example.
Okay.
You better learn by example. I'm not here to be your teacher. I'm not
Don't
here
believe.
For you to, yeah, I'm not a shoulder for you to cry on. Not at
Absolutely
all.
Not
at
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm.
So,
nope.
you know, and you know, I look at that and I say, you know, how accepting or open armed should a guy be to his replacement? As a human being.
That's it. I'm gonna be nice to you, all right. How you doing? All right. I see you tomorrow, babe. Okay. And I'm out.
I hope Ben breaks the mold and teaches the young quarterback.
He's not. I mean, man, listen. There is only 32 NFL quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
There are only 32 starting NFL quarterbacks, right?
Right.
If you're one of 32 out of this world, why are you not going to be in your feelings when it's time for you to say goodbye?
Right.
The human element takes over. The human parts of you take over. And you don't want to see – it's funny. You want to see your team doing good, your legacy continuing to go on.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to see it with someone else. You want to see it with you continuing to be that player.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Favre. And I mean, so much to the point where he took his talents to Minnesota. Green Bay doesn't want me anymore. Let me see what Minnesota has to offer. That's only human.
But then when they retire or get ready to leave the league, they want to leave the league with Green Bay, or they want to leave the league with Pittsburgh, get them win someplace else, you know.
Right.
Or just like your boy that came from Philadelphia when Reed dropped him off, Donovan McNabb. When he retired with a Philadelphia jersey on.
Yeah.
As he should. That really was a team where he made his name. So it's more than understandable for him to retire with them. More than understandable.
But that means that when you went to those other teams, really didn't have your loyalty. You were still a Philadelphia Philly fan. I mean, in your heart, you were still a Philadelphia Eagle.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I never liked when a player of Donovan McNabb or Brett Favre's caliber goes to another team. Because
Tom Brady,
because I know when he comes back to play them, his heart is into beating them, especially in football.
Right.
I know his heart is into beating them, but at the same time, when you retire, you go back to that team and. No foul, no harm.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I want to retire with you all. That's crazy to me.
One of the most hypocritical things I heard last week was you the owner of the team, and now because you didn't win, you're going to say, I wish Tom Brady go to Tampa Bay. You had a choice in the matter. You could have stopped
it.
But now that he went down there and he won and you didn't win, then you wish you had kept it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? That we're going to talk about this. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about that, the effect that has taken place with Tom Brady leaving and joining up with Tampa Bay, whatever you want to call it. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782 is the number. We'll be right back. Hey, big girl, make a bag, okay. It up, huh?
Yes.
Wobble, baby. I love that song.
I forgot my day over here. I was going to party on the dance floor. I'm sorry.
You play too much. I hear people talk about Tom Brady and the move, and now, you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to do the same thing. We got Watson, who's trying to do the same thing, but his name just keeps coming up in these situations. And you know what? Let me say this. Everybody is going to have their day in court. And two of the young ladies have come out and publicly stated what happened and how it made them feel. And I want to be careful here because we really don't know. But when you come at me for money first.
Yes. Yes.
And then you come out with a statement as if I listened to the statement, and I'm sorry. This is just my opinion. And you are entitled to yours as I am entitled to mine. But from the way that this woman spoke, I'm sorry. It did not sound like this situation bothered her as much as she tried to make us think. It sounded like she overwhelmingly put more into it than it really was going on. That's just my opinion. Go ahead.
It was in her house, not at a massage parlor. She was doing, she complained that they were at her house and he made the moves on her after she done told, after they, her and her lawyer tried to squeeze him for $100,000.
Right.
Yeah.
And, right. And another thing, too, and then let me just make this clear. They didn't just come out and say, no. Deshaun Watson got his lawyers to grant an emergency hearing to identify those women who was making those charges against him. That's why they came out. Let's make that very clear.
Mm. Yeah.
Because Deshaun Watson, he fighting. He like, you know, he fighting. He got his dukes up. He like, y'all ain't gonna just keep, you know, trying to slander me, and then now Nike has dropped him. So this he's losing money. He's losing money from this.
Yeah. Marcus.
Everybody's dropping him.
What's up, Marcus?
What's going on,
hey,
man?
What's up, bro?
What's
going on?
No.
I mean, tell us how, you know, again, I don't want to belittle these women's feelings or what they actually went through. And it's hard not.
Allegedly. Let's say allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Yeah, and it's hard to listen to them without forming your own opinion.
Yeah.
And the more that I listen to them, I'm sorry, it just something just does not sound right.
It's old.
Something
it's
just
old.
Does not sound right. And it's like, I believe it was 57 that asked the question. Do you think Deshaun would be going through the things that he went through if he'd have shut his mouth and played out his contract?
Nope.
No, he would not. No, he would not.
So
they are trying to
blackball
him. It's the same thing.
Which is crazy
That's
to me.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me.
I'm not the only one to think that it's, I'm sorry, go ahead. If this was just a couple of women coming out making their accusations, I wouldn't even, you know, I would be more inclined to kind of like go the other way and kind of question it. With these type of situations, man, it's really, really hard to question it at all with the climate that we're in, you know. And we, you know, for years, man, like I talked to you about this, man, I'm a big advocate for females, man, when it comes to their voice not being heard, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely would be careful about how I respond. But you are right when it comes to the credibility of individuals, you know. But it's really hard, like you said, you got to use the word allegedly. This may have happened, may have happened, but at the same token, if everybody is kind of going saying the same thing, you know, and sometimes a person only targets the same type of female. You know what I'm saying? One whose credibility won't be that great, you know, so they don't have an issue, you know. So it's really hard to make a ultimate determination. As much as I want to have his back, you know, my man Jello Pudding, man, was doing some stuff, and I wanted to have his back.
I was thinking about the same thing.
Yeah, I wanted to have his
Your
back
car.
All day, you know. Now, it still draws the question of what you think. If he would have just did X, Y, and Z, would this have happened? You know, the thing is, it's happening to women as a whole. Period. It's wrong. If he was Ben Roethlisberger, would it be going this way? You know what I'm saying? And
Ben Roethlisberger was charged with sexual assault, so we're not going to include him.
Exactly. But,
yeah,
but
he was charged.
Saying.
No, he was actually charged. He wasn't, nobody came up
and
accused him of nothing. He was charged. So that's something totally different.
He beat the rap.
No, he paid his way out of the rap.
He
paid, exactly. He paid his way out of the rap. Now for some.
We're talking about Deshaun Watson.
But, well, no.
The point I'm
talking about,
I know he don't want us to talk about it. This ain't really about it. It's just about right now we're talking about color. We're talking about the fact remains. If he was brown, he wouldn't have been able to pay his way out of anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the point. So with this situation, it's really, really hard to. It's hard. I want it. You already know. I want
Not
unless
he got that Kobe money.
That's the thing. I
mean, Not unless he got that Kobe money.
But see, even with the Kobe wasn't just.
He was a kid. He was
money.
Charged.
He was
producing.
But he produces way better than Deshaun Watson.
Yes,
you know
he do. But
talking,
guess what? But guess what? It's wrong. I don't care if he produced or not. It's wrong. Yeah. And he should not be able to buy his way out of it. He should have to,
right.
You know, stand right. Accused and suffer
I
the consequence, whatever that may
I
be.
Do.
But you got these,
but,
you got these women. Hold on, but you got these women coming out. All of them got the same. They saying the same exact thing, right?
Yeah.
Like it's like a script. The same exact thing. First and foremost, why are y'all so focused on wanting so much money from this man? Ain't no,
yep.
Don't nobody want him to go to jail. Don't nobody want him, you know, apologize to me. You know, don't nobody want nothing but money from him. And when stuff is set up like that, it's set up from the inside. Those things happening from the inside. They planting those seeds out there. They paying these women to say this stuff, and they only doing that because right now in our society, that's the Me Too movement is what's going on right now. So they just keeping up with the Me Too movement for me, because listening to the women and hearing them talk, it's no way because if he did that to me, I'd be mad. Do you understand what I'm saying? I would be mad, upset, crying. This girl, she say crying. I say no tears. You crying so hard, but it's no tears in your eyes. Like your whole body language planted. That stuff is planted
you know
about
what?
This man.
I am so glad you said that. I am so glad you said that because I don't want anyone but. I saw the same thing. I look for the same thing. There are when someone wrongs you to a point, tears are automatic.
Tears are
I don't care if you're a man or a woman.
Yeah.
Plus, if something is done to you that is wrong, why you got to wait 2 months or 3 months after that happened? When you testing the water to see how good your case is, you know, 10 of them are the same boat.
Yep. And everybody going to run to the same man for help.
Yes.
Man, if y'all going to stop playing with me, stop playing.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Now, let me say something.
Just because everybody's saying the same thing does not mean that is the truth.
Exactly.
It does not mean that is the truth. I have been in situations where court and judges and lawyers were involved, and as a witness, I was led and directed to say certain things in a certain way. And it is funny to me how most of this testimony is in that manner.
Yeah.
Everybody is basically saying, acting, and doing the same thing as a result of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
The one lady said, she was in her house. She came in. He was laying down. And I listened carefully to this. She said that Watson was laying down on his stomach naked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how in the hell else do you get a massage? How else do you get a massage?
You don't come in there with a tuxedo on.
And
no, you don't.
She then said it shocked her, and her body went into autopilot. And everything she does as a masseuse, she went ahead and did it. But it was with her body in autopilot.
But guess what, Kate?
Sweetheart, guess what? You have to make a choice to be into autopilot.
Yes.
I mean, am I right?
You had a choice to stay, Kale. If you was that uncomfortable in that situation and you're so professional, you know, that you don't want to massage somebody without their underwears on, right? You have the sir, you need to put some underwears on. You say that to the person. You need to put some clothes on so I can massage you, sir. And he got the right to say, all right, well, let me put all my clothes on because I like to get a massage naked.
Well, she was coming from the position of he is a big time athlete, millionaire, and she doesn't want to do anything that would not only kill her appointment there with him, but put a bad word out on her service.
But guess what? It wouldn't be a bad service because guess what? It wouldn't be a bad service because it just would be his opinion. It's not that you gave me bad service. You just don't do what I need you to do. Thank you.
Yep.
What? Lady, you're making no sense at all. That made no sense. Because I could have turned around. You could have also said to him, as a big-time client, you could have said, hey, look, Deshaun, I ain't never, you know, massage nobody without the underwears on. Would you mind, you know, just putting your underwears on this time for me? And then, you know, next time I may think, you know, I'm going to have to prepare myself for that for the next time. Look, everybody can be told no in a way.
Yeah.
And you can say no in a respectful way. Like, ladies, that's BS. Thank you. Have a great day, ma'am.
Whenever you get a massage, you basically just are covered with a towel anyway. That area is covered with a towel, and then they switch.
Yeah.
They move it as needed. You're basically naked anyway. And I actually keep my underwear on. And they tell you take it off. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So, that's inaccurate. But the bad part about the whole situation is if he is innocent, he look at everything he's losing. You know, that's
right.
The issue is because of his color.
The worst thing that he's losing, Marcus, is his dignity.
Yes,
like they
know,
just
saying
his name. Like you can never get this off your name if you're innocent.
Never.
You know what I'm saying?
Never.
Like that's what he's saying. You rape somebody.
Exactly.
Why did she invite him to her house when she had her parlor? She has her own business. So why did she invite him to her house?
Well,
if all the guys was a massage.
Well, there you go. I'm gonna leave that one right there.
It's such a dicey issue, you know what I mean? Because if these young women were done wrong, if they were made to, and that's the thing about it, no allegations of sex have come out, you know.
No.
No one said he made me sleep with him, you know, or anything in that manner. So
nobody said he fathered him or nothing.
Nothing.
So like, what are we doing here? We're gonna tear down this black man's reputation. I mean, we're just gonna tear him all the way down to the ground until what? And then what's gonna happen when he? Okay, like, quote unquote, he go through all this stuff and they say he's innocent, right? Now, what happened to all these women that came out and said that? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean,
Because see, this is what happened real quick.
You bring the charges against them for lying, because you know, lying to a federal officer is a felony. If y'all ain't
this
know
is
that,
why this is
lying, lying to a peace officer is a felony.
Houston got a thing where if you make a claim against somebody, even if you don't want to file the charges, the police can go ahead and file the charges against you.
Yes.
Yet they can go on their own. And that's what's happening to him. To me, this whole thing, if he had played his contract out and kept his mouth shut, none of this would be happening. That's my opinion right there. I'm going to stick with it.
All right. Yeah, I'm telling you.
We need another hour, y'all.
We need another hour.
out. No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
We're
going to
put a GoFundMe up here.
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, listen. It was a great show. It was a great show, and I thank everyone who participated and helped make this thing what it is. Miss G?
I want to say we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. You know, we always here Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 7. We always here. So y'all be safe this weekend, and we'll see y'all back here on Tuesday. We love you guys.
Hey, I can't say nothing after that. But go Roy McIlroy. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Eligible bachelor, $1 million bow. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. The phantom, exterior like fish eggs. The interior like suicide wrist red. I can exercise you, this could be your phys ed. Cheat on your man, man, that's how you get a his ed. Killer with the V, I know killers in the street. With the steel to make you feel like chinchilla in the heat. So don't try to run up on my ear talking all that raspy shit. Trying to ask me shit. When my niggas feel your vest, they ain't gon' pass me shit. You should think about it, take a second. Matter of fact, you should take 4B and think before you fuck a little skateboard B.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. And if a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm over the best weed cause I got it going on. I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. I keep a blue flag hanging out my backside, but only on the left side. Yeah, that's the Crip side. Ain't no other way to play the game the way I play. I cut so much you thought I was a DJ. Two, one, yep, three. S-C-N-double-O-P, D-go-double-G. I can't fake it, just break it. And when I take it, see, I specialize in making all the girls get naked. So bring your friends, all of y'all come inside. We got a world premiere right here, now get live. So don't change the diesel, turn it up a little. I got a living room full of fine dime bristles. Waiting on the pistol, the diesel, and the shizzle. G's to the biz act, now ladies, do we kiss her? When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. And if a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm over the best weed cause I got it going on. I'm a bad boy with a lot of hoes. Drive my own cars and wear my own clothes. I hang out tough. I'm a real boss, big Snoop Dogg, yeah, he's so sharp. On the TV screen and in the magazines. If you play me close, you want a red beam. Oh, you got a gun, so you want to pop back. AK-47, now, nigga, stop that. Cement shoes, now I'm on the move. Your family's crying, now you on the news. They can't find you, and now they miss you. Must I remind you, I'm only here to twist you. Pistol whip you, dip you, then flip you. Then dance to this motherfucking music we crip to. Subscribe, nigga, get your issue. Baby, come close, let me see how you get loose. When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. And if a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm over the best weed cause I got it going on.